The Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
So, today is the start of the very glitzy Cannes Film Festival in France. It'll kick off with Robert De Niro receiving an honorary Palme d'Or. I guess it's an award. I don't know. Then they'll screen Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. I'm not going to lie. I've never seen a Mission Impossible movie. Not a single one. Sorry. This year's Northeastern University Class of 2025 received a surprise send-off from artists like Cardi B, Ed Sheeran at their May 11th commencement ceremony. Here, let me play it for you.
Northeastern University Class of 2025. I hope whatever you study for and work for, it pays off.
Congratulations, and everyone's having a good time there.
I hope you guys now enjoy the real world, because college and the real world is very different. So
have a good time, and lots of love, mate. I'll see you soon.
Love you.
Okay, so the reason why this pre-recorded video was put together was because Atlantic Records CEO Elliot Grange delivered the commencement address. And, you know, he knows some famous people. Speaking of famous, Madonna is creating a limited series for Netflix about her life. Where's my crickets? Usher nearly caused a health emergency during his recent London show. He gives his fans cherries. Weird.
I'm allergic. I'm allergic.
Oh, allergic to cherries.
Yeah, he's asking for an EpiPen. I don't know that I've ever known anybody allergic to cherries. Strawberries, yes. Cherries, no. Jamie Lee Curtis had to appeal directly to Mark Zuckerberg to get a totally fake AI ad featuring her likeness removed. Must be nice to know famous people. And Flava Flav recalled accidentally setting a bed on fire when he was only 5 years old and was playing with a lighter in his mom's room.
No. I got scared and I ran out the room and I closed the door. I'll never forget this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was crazy. The house started burning up, started getting smoky and everything. I didn't tell nobody. I was scared. I was five.
Yeah. The blaze destroyed his sister's room before firefighters arrived. He called the experience wild and something he'd never forget. Yeah. On the first day of testimony in the Diddy trial, Diddy's attorneys admitted he was prone to violent outbursts. That does not sound like his lawyers are doing their research. And a dirt alert. So Kayla Nicole, the ex-girlfriend of Travis Kelce, recently opened up on her podcast about a $2,000 vet bill for her dogs. It felt like a subtle call out.
I have dogs with the previous partner, and I got both the dogs. Full responsibility on me. I had a dog bill the other day that was $2,000. And I love my kids.
Okay, that's just weird. All right. And then a Kardashian alert. Kim Kardashian testifies today in Paris at the trial of 10 men accused of robbing her at gunpoint. About $10 million worth of bling was stolen from her during Fashion Week in 2016. Y'all, that was 9 years ago. One guy has already fessed up to the robbery. Another one, I believe, apologized because he didn't realize the actual emotional damage he would cause to someone. That was scary. All right, that's it. That's your Kardashian alert. The Daily Dust, and it's all brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome. Just doesn't seem like enough, does it?